All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, it's getting so hard to come up with randomizations, so I have discovered a machine that will just do it for us. You know, all the radioisotopes and stuff like that. But
I'm pretty sure the randomizing machine has been done as well.
yeah,
It's okay though. Like
no,
it
no,
is
it's fine. No, this has a different input method.
this concept was came up with when we thought the show would run like 40 episodes. So
Right. No, but I've hooked it up to this piano, and we have to put in
okay.
this specific series of notes. So if you'll just come up,
Yeah.
and just play a tune.
I found this sheaf music of a Midnight Sonata here. We'll see if this.
So just the first handful of notes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Gary, that was wrong. What are you? You messed up the last note. Come on, no.
Let me try again.
Do it right this time, okay?
It's what it says on the thing here.
Oh, well, here. Let me. No, I'm gonna do it right here. Okay.
Okay.
Gary, no.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
Your hands.
Oh. Oh, man. Wait. Oh, wait. Everything went loose. Oh, there's a CD down here. I used it to level things out. It's
Oh.
a PlayStation copy of Bugs Bunny Lost in Time.
Let me get that off the floor for you, Stumpy.
Oh, yeah.
You
I'm
can play
sorry.
with a weird elf rig.
I'm in shock. Yes, I can use the toad. I can use the toad rig from the Super Mario Brothers movie. Yeah, I'm in shock.
Yeah, fuck.
Most of the why do I die more than you?
It's a tongue this dual shock. Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
This is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
And this week we are thinking about how good the Super Mario Brothers movie is. No, I mean, we talked about that on Adaptation Decay. No, this week we are talking about a game that was demanded by a backer. This is Bugs Bunny Lost in Time. This is a game that was demanded by one Seth Canfield, a generous Patreon backer, who says, "Both of my suggestions are frustrating platformers from my youth. Just really very frustrating." So this was the first one. Seth got his first choice. The other one was another PlayStation game based on the, I believe, 2000 Jim Carrey movie, The Grinch.
Oh, woof.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really glad we got to this one for reasons that will become obvious
Okay.
shortly.
Oh yeah, of course. The game facts on this
yeah,
is
like we
fucking,
could just read it.
It's
like if
just,
you just want to,
it's inimitable. Like this
yeah.
could be done as an audio like an audio play production.
It is one of the best game facts as we found.
Yep.
But so if it wasn't, you know, and even if not for that, like there's enough to talk about here. But
right,
someday maybe the Grinch will come up naturally.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, because this is a steaming pile of shit. I had a real problem with this.
I don't know that I had a problem with it. I thought so. This is a collectathon 3D platformer, which we've done. People have been upset that we do them because we kind of say a lot of the same things. I don't think this is the worst looking or least functional of the ones that we've done. Like this is pretty middle of the road grading on our curve.
Yeah. I don't know. I find this very hard to control and the camera really touchy and stuff. I really hated this. You know, but like, you know, I am like, you know, I don't
I'm
know.
Not gonna die on
like,
this hill. I just wanted to come
no,
out.
No, no, no. And we've done some pretty bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still thinking about that comment about how we should stop doing it because like I'm just getting cranky about that.
Yeah,
that's
sorry.
Why
I didn't mean to bring that up, but like
yeah,
I just know
like,
that person like would probably
oh, okay. yeah. oh, yes, sir.
would probably swing out and say, yeah.
Yes, sir. Thing you say, sir. So I found this pretty frustrating, and it doesn't look that bad. I just don't think it's very fun to control.
Right, right. And the things you're doing, aside from the fact that they're in cartoon trappings, and, you know, I've talked about my affection for Looney Tunes before, are not that interesting. It is mostly just kind of a broad, flat, featureless world where you're doing cartoony things.
Yeah. You're kind of walking around. And there's it opens up, like, there's a lot of weird little bits because you, there's lots of features and geometry things that maybe were puzzles I didn't figure out.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know. So, like, there's a thing where you get up onto a hill and you have to jump on these floating boxes of TNT.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to jump and you have to, like, land softly. Mm-hmm. And it's two of them kind of one stacked a little bit above the other, like you're climbing up to something. Mm-hmm. And you get to the third one and nothing happens.
Oh, there's a golden carrot hovering above it. You just have to hope that the shadow sprite hasn't clipped through thing as you've landed on.
It's very janky, as far as that stuff goes. I didn't see any sprite up there.
Yeah, your only camera control is like rotate left and rotate right, so you can't like look up and see like, hey, there's a collectible here. You just have to hope that you see the carrot.
There's a look button. There that lets you look around, but I just didn't, you know, and it's like I just knew like I'm not going to get everything in this game, so I don't particularly care. It didn't signal it very well. Mm-hmm. There's something else in the first level that was like that too.
It was definitely the the opening area is this tutorial at a place called Nowhere, where you have a character. It's a wizard. It's a chronomancer named
it goes by Moyle. Merlin Monroe.
Merlin Monroe, and Bugs calls him Merle, which is short for Merlin, or Moyle because of, you know, his accent. Billy West in top form here.
No, this is some bad Billy West. And a Moyle is that the rabbi that does the the business.
Yeah, so that
defiles our sons.
Yeah, that performs the circumcision at the breasts.
Yes. Yeah. The male mutilation that we somehow
that is responsible for Silent Hill. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's real weird. But Billy West is not in fine form. Like the Merlin's not in fine form.
No, he's very, very sleepy. I think they were doing that challenge where you drink a whole bottle of Dimetap and see how long you can stay up.
Yeah. Yeah. From the YouTube channel Dimetap Gaming Reviews.
We should start that.
I would do Dimetap Gaming Reviews until we died from drinking too much.
Oh, Dimetap. Yeah. Like until our livers just like sprout legs and run away like the auto dialer.
Like you shouldn't drink NyQuil to help you sleep, and you shouldn't drink NyQuil to review games. That makes me want you and I to like go to our doctors and ask them about this idea.
Just to consult them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I can reimburse you for that, but I think you can claim it on your taxes.
my current doctor is a real like no nonsense lady, and I'm imagining the very withering look I would get for wasting her time thusly. He's real sleepy. And you're kind of in just like it's a vaguely wizardy place.
It's a tutorial area. So like your time machine, which Bugs Bunny arrived at because he took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Matt
Bugs Bunny. Like he does it all the time.
He's like, underground. It's not like there's like, you know, roads or anything down there.
There's not light either, I guess. He needs to get a tablet. He needs to get a Newton. I don't think it's like time appropriate that he could load up a digimap.
I was going to try and make a joke about Juice Newton, but I couldn't square the circle.
What's up, Newton? Hello, Bugs. Into your destination. Albuquerque. And then comedy.
Make a U-turn.
Yes.
Recalculating route.
Getting more to Albuquerque.
You're just in this flat tutorial area that is explaining some of the controls. Your verb set is pretty pretty varied in terms of like you can do digging and you can, you know, sneak up on stuff, and it requires you to do Bugs Bunny like things. But it is all done through these talking tutorial signs, and I would exit out of them because I was like, okay, fuck that. I'm not going to listen to this. Turns out you have to listen to the entire message in order for the golden carrot to spawn. You're trying to get 10 golden carrots so you can turn them in for one clock icon. So that is what we're working with here.
Yes. Yeah. It's not just collect the things. Mm-hmm. It's collect all the things that turn into other things that eventually turn into the end of the game.
Yeah, your pages.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Collect on the pages. The beginning of it's very bland. The premise here that you're going through time because you found this time machine, like, mm-hmm. seems like it could be fun. Like, you're going to end up in a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just didn't find it easy or fun enough to control. Like, you do a combat tutorial in a wrestling ring.
Yeah, but it's very basic. It's like, oh, just wait for them to get tired out. And just if they stand still, you have to come up and kick them from behind.
Yeah. Or you have to jump on them, which is so hard because you like you move really quickly and your camera just does not like you being in the air.
Yeah. Every view of this I read was like, oh, it's just Bugs does Mario. It's like, no, Bugs, you are not a Mario.
Well, and the game facts we're going to get to says that and has some real choice words about Mario. And we'll get to that. And it's very like, oh, you poor guy.
That is our firework factory.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get there. Like, I don't mean to ruin it, but we'll get there. Guess do you want to do an over under on like what a playthrough this is, what the world long play, how long this game clocks in at?
Since it's an open world thing, it's either going to be really high or really low. Because if it's 3D, it's probably exploitable. And you can glitch
through.
It's not
a speed run.
That's not
a speed
run.
It's how long it takes to play.
Oh shit. Yeah. I'm gonna say something like 13 hours.
Yeah, it's less than that. It's but I still think it's too long. It's a svelte 9 hours.
Ugh.
And I'm just imagining it's a long play. And people who do long plays don't play them all in succession, but
right.
I'm just imagining someone just staying down for a nice 9 hours of Bugs Bunny Lost in Time. Like, yeah. Just like get your coffee, put on your robe, you know, like I'm just gonna play Lost in Time for 9 hours.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna lose myself in Lost in Time.
Yes. Woof. Yeah. I don't like Bugs Bunny. I feel like has never been a good protagonist for a game. Like,
no.
There's those crazy castle games. I don't think he makes sense in a video game world.
Yeah. Crazy Castles is good. Like, for a lot of reasons that are not just Bugs Bunny. Like, he has
nothing to
do with
that. Well, because it wasn't originally a Bugs Bunny game.
Right, yeah, I suppose that's, yeah. I suppose that
and the Game Boy is a Roger Rabbit game, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know that Bugs Bunny's ever been good. I honestly, I'm sure this exists, but it's like an FMV thing. Would like to play a Space Jam game, but like done like NBA Jam.
I would like to play a Space Jam game in real life against animatronic Michael Jordans.
So it's four Michael Jordans and then one it's one Newman. It's one Wayne Knight.
Yeah.
against just one of you.
Yeah. And one Quad City DJs. That's just kind of on the unit.
Oh, but they like can tap out. They can tap out. Like if one of them needs a breather, they bring in another one of the Quad City DJs. I'm assuming there are four of them.
I assume so. Yeah, well, they're just city DJs and there happen to be four of them.
Yep.
So that's why they got their name. I was picturing it like there's one body for the Quad City DJ bot.
Oh.
And then it's a head that rotates. So it's like different faces. Oh, like
it's like a Syrah from Final Fantasy IV.
Yeah, I was going to say the summon that like gets cranky every once in a while. And then when you get like the DJ from St. Louis, like watch out. So you know things are bad.
Yeah, it's different AI routines.
Yeah, yeah. And different scratch techniques.
Oh, of course.
or whatever else do you
yeah
do.
Yeah, but Bugs Bunny is a bad I don't know that he's been in a good game. There have been good Tiny Toons games and like Retronauts has done those.
Yeah. I was gonna say like Tiny Toons NES games, like that's a WAF 2.0 Birth by Sleep and Faithfulness. Like
it is new WAF for sure.
Yeah. Because that'd be fun to do those. Those are really fun.
Yeah, yeah. But like in thinking about it, the Looney Tunes game that I like the most, and I believe that I've mentioned this before, is a DS game that is based on the Duck Amuck short, where you are on the stylus, and you know the short Duck Amuck, right? Where it's Daffy against the artist. It's like a WarioWare kind of thing, except you are the artist just fucking with Daffy.
Like, is it like, are there goals, or is it like a toy? Like, you just mess with it, like
half and half. There are goals, yeah. But you can also just kind of mess with it. Like, if I, so this has been on the roster for a while, at least since we did the last reboot. And if this didn't come through, I would probably have done that as one of my picks. We can't have a bunch of Looney Tunes stuff in a row, because that gets old. But like, that is definitely one that is probably more Haptic Suffering than WAF, but like, I think holds up.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
I would do that. I don't have too much more to say about like this specific game.
Like you go and look at it, and then every time period, like the main villain that presides over it is a different antagonist from Bugs Bunny's canon,
from the Bugs Bunny's, the extended Bunnyverse, like
right
his rogues gallery that's up there with Batman's and Spider-Man's,
the Bugs Bunny extended universe, or cinematic universe, there we go,
aka where the Lunatics Unleashed came from, which I know we talked about those last time we did
yes we did,
you know, a Looney Tunes thing, but the Lunatics Unleashed are
special. For sure. But you have like Yosemite Sam as a pirate, like a pirate lord, stuff like that.
They just kind of change, like Elmer Fudd is a caveman for some reason.
It's like, whatever, fine, like just go play against expectation on that.
Expecting him to be in like the far future, like,
I was expecting him to be like a fox hunter in England or something like that, like a medieval times.
Isn't kind of weird to think about how Elmer Fudd's goal is to shoot Bugs Bunny and kill him? Like that's what he, if he had his way, he would use a firearm to kill Bugs Bunny.
Well, or Daffy Duck, depending on who's more persuasive.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't care as long as he gets to murder one of them with a gun. Right.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care that they're sentient and that they sing songs.
Yeah, they're trying to stop him. Like, they're just like saying, like, please spare my family. And all he wants to do is kill them with a literal just fucking big gun.
Yeah, it's like an elephant gun, like literally that. Yeah. Which, hey, buddy, Elmer. Hey, Elmy, if you use an elephant gun on a rabbit, there will be nothing left of that rabbit. Yeah. Sorry, dog. Elmy Mouse is a fucking howitzer. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just about the thrill of the hunt.
Oh, of course.
He's like like the Jimmy John's guy.
Yeah. he's like Johnny Go Daddy. Yeah. No, he wants to watch the light leave their eyes. I believe at a couple of points they beg for their lives. It's like fucking Miller's Crossing.
And he has to make a real Sophie's choice between which of these sentient, thoughtful, beautiful creatures he wants to murder. I would like to see like a dark, edgy reimagining of the Looney Tunes averse through Elmer Fudd's perspective, like Rorschach.
What it would be, honestly. So the rabbit and the duck represent his conscience and his conscience and his malice. Okay. And he sees them in real life, and his pursuit of them and his ambivalence over which one should die causes a lot of problems for him in his day-to-day life. And I think we really need to play up the speech impediment, you know, not so much like as funny, like haha, but just to emphasize how much he has problems relating to people around him.
And then like, you know, so he goes out on his day of slaughter and murders several bunnies. He hasn't found the crown bunny, like the the white whale.
Oh, and just like that, like the time frame of this is like one bad afternoon. It's like falling down.
Yeah. He goes and he shows all of his like assorted bunny sleuths that came from this elephant gun. He tries to show his dad, and his dad doesn't care, so he stutters and stuff. He goes home. Camera pans over. There's another version of Elmer Fudd staying in the corner confidently that says with perfect diction, "Really let the bunny get away, didn't you?
You're going to have to try again." Yes. And then he closes his eyes.
You owe me 5 years. You know, and then he's like, but you know,
Gary, you're confusing Porky Pig, who I think is his confidant. I think that Porky Pig is the weasel to Elmer's Deadpool. Yeah.
Or it could be a cop.
Oh yeah. Because he's a pig. Yeah. Yeah. but he's played by Michael Caine. he's played by Michael Caine doing a Bronx accent. But he's got a bad stutter, like a realistic stutter, where it's not so much about like repeating yourself and more just having the blocks, right? So it's kind of like a Walter Jr. situation.
Or we get replaced with like Tourette's.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's all just, you know, he just like, you know, can't stop swearing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so in order to please this kind of dark half, that he has, you know, this Cassandra Nova figure that he's imagined in the corner of his room. You know, he gets increasingly, you know, heavy weaponry and ordnance.
Yeah.
Sets more bizarre traps, and there are more, mm-hmm. like, you know, casualties.
Oh, yeah.
Casualties of war.
And you know what I'm thinking? No dark and gritty reboot is complete without some kind of reference to, like, children's fairy tale kind of stuff along with it. So I'm thinking we really play up the rabbit and make it kind of a an Alice in Wonderland kind of motif as well.
Yeah, like he goes into a bar and there's somebody who's kind of dressed like Alice.
Yeah.
Just looks at him, she's 10 feet
tall. Yeah.
And we don't know what's real.
Oh, no.
You know, like,
no.
Yeah, it's
Just like he goes there on one cycle, but when he comes back, it's been burned to the ground. And it has been for a while.
Who has the rights to all the Warner Brothers stuff?
I Warner Brothers still exists.
Yeah, I know. I was just joking.
Okay. Like, damn my helpful bones.
Yeah, but I feel like that would be the version of this that I would want to play.
Yep.
You know, because he wants to murder that rabbit so bad, and like, I don't know, it just seems like it would be good for him to get his way at least once.
Yeah.
There's a rejected cartoon, you know, from some, you know, some kind of drawer where, like, it's just him, like, lovingly skinning Bugs while Bugs is still alive, you know. Making a suit.
You said rejected cartoon, and I thought, like, oh, has Don Hertzfeldt ever worked on Looney Tunes?
Oh, yeah. The creepypasta. But there's a girl bunny that Bugs Bunny was.
Lola?
Yeah, and then Elmer Fudd would dress up as Bugs Bunny, and Lola would see right through it because it's real creepy and bad.
Right.
You know, but that's how I'm imagining this.
Yeah.
We've got
just about 10 minutes left, and we really need to talk about this game fact because it is why we do this show.
Yeah, it's pretty much great from front to back. So this is Umpug.
Yes.
And Umpug has only done one thing for Games Facts, and it's this. I was really hoping to find more because this is the kind of style, like, and get behind.
This is what I want. And this is a person who Game Facts has had an impact on their life, and they decided, you know what, God damn it, I'm going to give back.
Yeah. Yeah. It starts out as very friendly. This is very, like, this is like a Snow Dragon situation a little bit, too.
Just a bit. I think that this guy's a little bit more misguided than Snow Dragon is, because Snow Dragon would eventually break out of the conversational style. I think the Snow Dragon was more naive than ornate. Like Umpug is, because Umpug has written this thing like it is a one-sided conversation where he is trying to make himself laugh.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Greetings, fellow video gamer.
Okay, we can stop there. Good night.
Greetings, fellow video gamer. What up, my video gamers? Welcome to my Bugs Bunny Lost in Time walkthrough fact, written for GameFacts.com.
www.gamefacts.com.
Yeah, he does spell it out. He's proper. I'm surprised there's not an HTTP there. This is my first fact. Don't worry, though. I am an avid gamer. Usually Final Fantasies, and I'm quite thorough in virtually any game I play.
Virtually? So you mean not every? Okay.
Thank you for assuaging my apprehension about this.
It's listing the credentials. Wow, you
know, why? Yeah. Like, oh, I don't want to read a fact by a first time fact writer. Like, you got to get a couple of those garbage facts out of the way, and then eventually
you got to slum it down in Othello. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like how you never trust a musician who never owned a 4-track recorder. You know, you don't read, you know, you don't trust a fact from the first person who did it.
Right. I'm writing this for several reasons. Number one, it's summer, .. I'm bored, .. And I'm waiting for Wild Arms 2 to arrive in the mail. Wild Arms 2 is a very good game, so whatever.
I knew that would get a cool response from that. Like,
a patented Cole, like, low-voiced aside. Voicing it's approval.
Guy a letter grade in your book. Like, so it will, but so
God. Number two, GameFAQs.com has been a great help to me in my years of video gaming, and while playing through Bugs Bunny : Lost in Time, hereafter referred to as BB Lit, trying to pick up the one last golden carrot I needed to get a 100%, notice that GameFAQs lacked an FAQ/ walkthrough for this game. I figured, hey, might as well give back to them and a small portion of what they've given me, and get the satisfaction of knowing that I, like so many other fact writers, have prevented one more controller being thrown through TV screens, TV screens, an agony smiley face.
Yeah. Heck. This will probably be a good experience in typing, writing, and whatever other skills I'm going to use in this endeavor. What are you thinking?
What are you doing?
Is this going on your resume? Like, well, I know this introduction has been a waste since nobody on GameFAQs.com ever reads the introduction.
Touché, my friend.
Touché. Unless there's some gaming information on it. So on with the walkthrough. So I feel like that last sentence is very important because he realizes that you can just say gaming as opposed to video gaming.
Yes.
But prior to this, he didn't.
No.
So like
no.
Now, I feel like now he understands.
Right.
Like he learned in that first paragraph.
He's learning. So we have established it also that this is stream of consciousness.
The sentient fact. Yep. It's learning. It's a learning computer.
Yeah. BB Lit is an action adventure game, much like the Mario Brothers. In fact, some reviewers say that it's just Mario dressed up in a Bugs Bunny suit. So Mario is a great game. Probably 98% of all Mario.
Cole, you're killing this tone.
Yeah.
Because you're going too fast. Because it is kind of stream of consciousness, but he's also saying like, you know, some reviewers say that it's just Mario dressed up in a Bugs Bunny suit. So Mario is a great game. Probably 98% of all video games published today were somehow influenced by the great Italian plumber.
All capitalized. All
caps. Yeah. So what if this game is virtually a Mario game? Like he's defensive
immediately, just like on his back end, on his back heel.
Yeah, from that first introduction to immediately just like, you know, let's disclaim, you know, let's make sure nobody thinks this is just a Mario clone.
Yeah.
Which like, buddy, nobody thinks this is a Mario clone.
No, no.
Like, yeah, this is not Mario caliber, my friend.
Yeah. He played this game because of his sister who he assures us is not a real video game person.
Thank God. Thank you for letting me know. Now I can trust you because you're we're in paragraph 3 and the whole thing does this. Like, it more or less doesn't really lit up. Kind of the whole time.
Right.
Like even when he's talking about levels, he's still, again, like you said, like trying to make himself laugh.
Right. Which, you know, no shade. We do that as well. But it's like, is there anything
else? Your next question may be, does this game really need a walkthrough / back? My answer would probably be, nah, not really. this is fun. Actually, I fully believe in playing through a game by yourself first. Using a strategy guide or walkthrough the first time, without good reason, is almost like reading the end of a book before the beginning. But this fact is for those people who are perfectionists, who must get every single clock and golden carrot 100% of every game. So the idea being that if you just look at this before you play Bugs Bunny Lost in Time, you fucked it up.
Right. No,
you do it right.
It's like one of those tests that where the last question is don't fill this out and just take it directly to the teacher.
Yeah.
That your dipshit let's say earth sciences teacher who just teaches football and needs something we'll give you. Like yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The basics. Okay, I'm not gonna tell you that you need a copy of the game and an electronic device such as a PlayStation or computer to run it on.
But you just you're still using amount of space even more.
Yeah, this is very frustrating. Of course, I enjoy warning labels on toasters and hair dryers, but this walkthrough, in fact, is not a Bill Engvall sketch. Like, it just goes on. Like, it's
good, good Bill Engvall pull. Yeah, like,
it is, it is incredibly detailed, and it's all in prose.
Yep.
Like, there's no, like, you know, block points or bullet points or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and eventually it just kind of becomes white noise, right? Because again, because of all that prose, there's no economy of information. Like it is all presented as equally important.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Stone Age. These are Elmer Fudd's levels. He's evidently fallen down the ladder of evolution. Parentheses. Didn't think there's much further to go. And now bugs caveman nemesis. Here we go. Whenever you do our like a walkthrough for this keeps coming up for some reason, but a walkthrough for a platformer where you literally just give directions as to how you should move,
right,
is always going to kind of suck.
Oh, for sure.
Like, jump in the hole like Merlin taught you. Watch the little cutscene. Find yourself in a prehistoric landscape of dinosaurs. First thing you need to notice: little round shadows on the ground, like et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. There's no reason for this to be prose. It absolutely should just be a bullet pointed list.
Yeah. Like hazards. Like how Watch Out for Fireballs does it, buddy. Like it's whenever we say like we're not gonna like just say okay, then you go left at this level, right. And then you go right at this, you know, this other junction,
mm-hmm.
And then you go forward. Like
yeah, let the anvil fall from the sky, preferably not on you. Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
So it continues like that for just a tremendous amount of time. And I know we're running up
thousand
on
words.
Yeah. Let me do a print screen on this bad boy. Let me look here. Let's see. Yep, 21 sheets of paper, 21 page fac.
Yeah. So you could send this to Office Max and get a glossy version of this for your bookshelf.
Oh, of course you could. Yeah. But you know, as any fax person would benefit from knowing, the gold is at the beginning and at the end. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we have something in the frequently asked questions here. I need to find this here.
Well, so real quick, just he's honest about it because he says, actually, these aren't frequently asked questions. They're questions I would think people would ask frequently.
Which is the assumption.
Yeah. I mean, he's just spelling it out, though, because he spells everything out. You know, like, I wonder how many frequently asked questions have actually been asked, like less than, you know, 20%. Right.
I'm positive if somebody has a popular fact that they wrote in 1995, they are still getting emails about it to this day.
Yeah. Possibly. Like.
Let's see here. Why the heck am I playing this game? I don't know. I think Bugs Bunny is one of the greatest characters in animation history, and I would probably play any other video game I could get my hands on and time to play. Maybe I can do the fact for Bugs and Taz, Time Busters. Not if it turns out to be as time consuming as this one. ... smiley face.
He even does the weird, like, long smiley face.
Oh yeah, he puts the spaces in like he's doing a vaporwave smile.
And then when you ask for cheat codes, like, he like shames you before you do it. One question: why do you need codes for this game? I guess a wee response would be, why do you need a walkthrough for this game? Oh, touche. You've been hoisted upon your own petard
now that you mention it.
yeah. And now, okay, thank God, now I'm done. I'm gonna go play Wild Arms.
So okay, I finally arrived in the mail.
Yeah. Next, I would like to thank my friends Rostani and Santharos for inspiring me to experience all things in video games. Rostani especially for introducing me to the Final Fantasy series.
Yep, this guy's all about his FFs. He would like to thank his parents for not questioning his sanity for writing this, and also for providing him with the computers, TV, electricity, food, water, air, etc.
I like to thank the good people at General Electric.
Yep. I would also like to thank my parents for giving me air. Because I get it in rations.
Because they fed me like a baby bird with air.
Yep.
They inflated me like a bellows.
No, they put me in a spacesuit and they only give me like a certain size oxygen tank depending on how good I've been.
And finally at the end, and thank you to Microsoft Word and Microsoft Word Spell Checker. Especially on the word Albuquerque and Weird Al Yankovic.
Smiley face.
Oh. Go fuck yourself.
And finally, all thanks goes to God in the end.
Yeah. Yep. Just you know, the reason for the season. Like, never forget.
There's such a thing as writing conversationally, and that is a valuable skill to have, right? Because it shows that you have a certain amount of empathy and you can make something light and, let's say, digestible, right? That does not mean, and should not be taken to mean, that it is written literally as a conversation with yourself.
Well, there's also something to be said for like technical writing, which is like an underappreciated skill in general.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like there are classes in that. People make their living doing it, and they're writing the things that people assume just kind of exist.
Right.
You know,
it's all but over. It's all around. Yeah.
Yeah. And but that's actually it's a difficult skill.
Mm-hmm.
And this has none of that. This guy is terrible at that when he attempts it, and he never attempts it. So right. What a piece of shit. Who recommended this game one more time?
This was this was our patron who demanded it. Seth Canfield. So thank you, Seth. Yeah.
Really do appreciate that.
It's always a dice roll. I've never seen somebody recommend something specifically for the game fact, and I don't know that I want that to happen.
I would prefer it not happen.
I definitely would, because it needs to be kismet, I think.
Yeah. Like it's just a nice thing. And we would have found stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been sitting on this, this terrible short that they played in front of a movie I watched.
Oh yeah.
For like 2 months, like just for like, you know, a slow out of suffering day. So the, I've got stuff in the dome.
No, I was, related to this. If we had nothing to talk about before I found this back, I was going to bring up another Cole Unstuck in Time, moment, which is, I remember going to watch, Looney Tunes shorts in a theater. This theater was attached to, it was actually the audience hall for a, for an auto workers union. So picture Cole Saturday morning going off to the theater to watch Looney Tunes on an old fashioned projector in an auto workers union hall.
That's weird.
And then I went and paid a nickel for the ferry over to Shelbyville.
If you like the show, you can get extra copies of it. You can get new episodes.
You can make as many copies as you want. You can get special episodes that are premium and for patrons at our Patreon at patreon.com/duckfeedtv. We have Switch doing two of those a month at no extra charge from the old tier where you used to just get one. So for just kicking us $5 a month at this time, you're going to get two of those. And also go over and check out duckfeed.tv/store to check out the older episodes of those. They go up on there after a little bit, and then they also get added into season packs after a while. So if you're patient, you can get them for very low cost. And we like those. Those are good episodes.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then just, you know, ratings, reviews, telling your friends, things like that are all very appreciated.
Very much so.
We'd love for you to do it. Until next time, what's up, dog?